Good morning. This is Sakishvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chasade. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Bagira Chaudhary, visited Noklak District as part of the Union Government's fortnight-long outreach to the Northeast. On Friday, Mr. Chaudhary held a meeting to review developmental progress, where he assured that a Krishi Vigyan Kendra would be established in the district to strengthen agricultural extension services. District officials briefed him on ongoing projects, future plans and key challenges. The union minister also visited the district hospital, where officials raised concerns over shortage of doctors and prevalence of scrub typhus and typhoid. Yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary visited the village guard museum at New Pangsha village. Interacting with the community, he urged farmers to apply for PM Kisan credit cards and discussed crop damage compensation, women empowerment and drug abuse issues. Later, the union minister held a security review meeting at the International Trade Center, DAN. Joint Secretary, Minister of Development of Northeastern Region, Anshuman Day, yesterday carried out a project inspection of WIGS under the PM's Development Initiative for Northeast PM Divine and Northeastern Council NEC schemes in Dimapur District. Mr. Day reviewed ongoing construction of the Tsitrongse Dimapur Power Substation and upgradation at the Radiation Oncology Department at CIHSR, which are being executed under the PM Divine Scheme. He also reviewed NSC-funded infrastructure and livelihood-based projects. Interacting with implementing agencies and district officials, the Joint Secretary emphasized timely completion of works, quality standards and effective use of funds to ensure benefits reach the people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the Bagurumba Do 2026 Traditional Bodo Cultural Program in Guwahati yesterday. On the occasion, more than 10,000 artists from the Bodo community performed the Bagurumba dance. Addressing the gathering, he said that the Bodo Peace Accord benefited the community immensely and thousands of youths have given up arms and violence and they have joined the mainstream.
2020 के बोडो शांति समझौते ने वर्षों से चले आ रहे संघर्ष पर विराम लगाया। इस समझौते के बाद हजारों युवाओं ने हिंसा का रास्ता छोड़कर मुख्य धारा को अपना लिया। समझौते के बाद बोडो क्षेत्र में शिक्षा और विकास के नए अवसर तैयार हुए।
Mr. Modi highlighted the unprecedented development in the Bodoland territorial region since the peace accord, backed by a 1,500 crore rupees package from the central government. The Prime Minister is on a two-day-long visit to Assam. Today he will lay the foundation stone of the Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project and flag off two trains. In view of bituminous surfacing work, the Additional Deputy Commissioner of Perran, D. Robin, has issued a travel advisory stating that the road stretch from Perran Namdi to Perran Headquarter via Perran Government College will remain closed to all vehicular traffic from the 21st to the 28th of January. During the period, commuters have been advised to use the alternative route from Old Chalkot Junction to Perran Headquarters via New Perran Village. The Southern Angami Youth Organization SAYU has informed that a multi-agency search operation to trace a tourist from Tripura who went missing while trekking to Dzukur Valley has ended without success. It said Pranab Das of West Tripura went missing on January 4 with his last confirmed movement recorded at the Dzukur ticket encounter in Viswema. SAYU said over 200 local volunteers, including police, NSDMA and tour guides, carried out extensive on-ground and drone-assisted searches, but no trace was found. SAYU expressed concern over repeated tracking incidents and urged visitors to strictly follow safety guidelines, including mandatorily getting local tour guides. And Hului Di Vadeo has won the 30th Wrestling Championship of the Sechika Wrestling Association. Hailing from Sakraba village, Vadeo defeated Kovena Puro from Purba in the finals yesterday to secure the title. In the under-15 category, Kothopuro from Purba village emerged the champion. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.